You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, GH fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly prediction edition for General Hospital. And as always, all of my predictions are based on recent episode activity and confirmed ABC official soap opera spoilers. And I will always share the spoilers with you so you see where I'm coming from. I'm excited to unpack these all for you. I've got five hot predictions, one for Carly, Nina, and Ava, one for Sunny and Ava, one for Joss, Jason and Dex, one for Drew and Nina, and one for the fabulous Lois Cirillo. Let's dig into all these, but if you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe, and now let's talk about it. So my first prediction, I think Carly Spencer and Nina Reeves may target Ava Jerome as a united front. So the spoilers that tie to this, on Monday, April 22nd, Nina Reeves is going to be absolutely furious when she sees Sunny Corinthos's over the top and enraged reaction to Carly accepting Jason buying Nina's half of the MetroCourt and giving it to her. Remember, Sonny tried to buy it for her and she wouldn't let him. Michael tried. I mean, Olivia offered to loan her the money. She wouldn't take it from anybody and was all about, oh, I have to get it back for myself. And then Jason hands it to her and she takes it. And that just is going to eat at Sonny. And Nina is quickly going to realize on Monday that Ava gave her bad advice and assurances that just were not true. And Nina's going to blow up at Ava, and I'm sure Ava is going to lie and deny and try to cover for what she's doing, because we all know Ava wants Sunny for herself. And by Friday the 26th, official spoilers say Nina tells Carly her concerns. I feel like Nina may try to enlist Carly to try and get Ava away from Sunny, like try to convince Carly like Ava is being very manipulative, Ava can't be trusted, Ava's probably the reason that he is verbally attacking you and Jason. I totally think that Carly would believe that. So I definitely think Nina is going to try and use her to get Ava away from Sunny. We'll see how it goes. Speaking of those two, my second prediction, I think Ava and Sunny are going to heat up. Maybe it's time for them to take it to the bedroom, because official spoilers for Monday the 22nd say Ava comforts Sunny after he and Carly have that bitter showdown at the MetroCourt. And then Thursday, April 24th, Jason confronts Sunny. And Friday the 26th, Laura tells Sunny that she can't and won't forgive him. Basically, he is unforgivable. With everybody turning against Sunny, except for Ava, I think he's going to increasingly turn to her. You know, they already had one kiss. He has told her he doesn't want to move out. He really likes having her there. She's the only person he can rely on, and Ava's making sure that he's the only person she can rely on, and she's sitting on the secret that his pills are at 1/4 the strength, so she knows he's vulnerable. She knows all this, and this big final showdown with Carly and, you know, Nina acting the way that she is towards Ava, maybe what has Sunny saying, I'm going to go for it, and Ava saying, I'm going to go for it, and they go for it together. I'm actually excited about it. I know they are totally inappropriate in terms of relationship, and there's a million reasons they shouldn't be together, but I still enjoy it. But Mara West could have chemistry with a fern, with that moss that lives in Carly's kitchen. So anybody who gets near her, you're always like, oh, she's so great with them. She just has that chemistry. I love her. All right. My third prediction, I think Jocelyn Jax is going to beg Jason Morgan to save Dex. So spoilers for this coming week on Wednesday, April 24th, Jocelyn opens up to Jason. We saw the past week that we just finished where Joss already went to see Anna and begged her not to let him be a police officer, said that Sonny's going to kill him. And Anna feels like Dex is safer behind a badge. But then Joss made the very good point that if Sonny did indeed have Jagger attacked, and that's an FBI badge, why would he care about a PCPD badge? So Joss already fussed to Carly about his safety, and Carly told her, you got to let Dex do what he wants to do. And Carly has no influence with Sunny, and even less after that showdown on Monday. So Joss may think Jason can fix it because Jason can do anything. You know, Jason's been around most of, I mean, really all of Jocelyn's life, except for a couple of occasions when he was presumed dead. So, you know, he's somebody who's a fixer. And so maybe she thinks he can somehow stop Sonny. And maybe Dex is part of the conversation when Jason and Sonny have that very tense conversation. We'll see. I don't think Jason's going to want to tell her no, that he won't even try, but he might tell her that, you know, Dex made his bed and now needs to lie in it. We'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to that conversation. My fourth prediction, I think Drew Kane is not going to be able to stay away from Nina Reeves. So on Wednesday, April 24th, official spoilers have Drew hanging out with Jordan. Looks like they're having fun. There's a picture of them. I can't show you for copyright reasons, but they're hanging out. I don't know if they wind up at the Axe Range, but they're at some kind of drinking establishment and there looks like they're having a beer together. They're having fun. But Drew and Nina have this very twisted chemistry where they hate each other so much that I guess the sex must be really good. Hate sex is supposed to be great, right? And I am fully expecting Nina to run to Drew to cry to him about Ava tricking her and how she, you know, the sale of the MetroCourt didn't work out like she wanted it to be. And Drew had warned her that there was no magic bullet to fix her broken marriage. And so I think that Drew might even mock her and say, ha ha, I knew it wasn't going to work out, you know, and them arguing might end up with them bumping uglies again. I just think they're going to keep increasingly turning to each other. We'll see. My fifth and final prediction, I think Lois Cirillo is going to get a job at Deception. So spoilers for Monday the 22nd say Lois impresses Maxie with how much she knows about Deception. And the one thing we know about Lois is she does know about makeup and fabulous clothing and fabulous nails. She's kind of my spirit animal. I have gold glitter nails right now. But looks like Rena Sofer is on contract. She's in the opening credits now. And Maxie is drowning at work. She was just talking to, I think, her mom about it. Yeah, when her mom found her laying on the floor of her office having a little meltdown. And Brooklyn Quartermain is busy with her wedding. And then she's going on the honeymoon. Tracy is pretty much hands off. Sasha's gone. Lucy's been a total egotistical psycho, worse than usual. Maxie needs help, and Lois, let's face it, needs something to do. She's not even really being allowed to do a ton of wedding planning. And once the wedding's over, Lois is going to be at complete loose ends. I mean, she's, you know, very outer New York borough, but Lucy wanted Edgy, remember, for the face of Deception that was going to do the advertising stuff. And if nothing else, Lois Cirillo is edgy. I think it would be really fun. I'd like to see the energy she and Maxie would bring if they were working together. And I'm sure it would drive Lucy crazy. All right, those are all of my predictions for General Hospital for this week. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Definitely drop your comments. Agree, disagree. If you think it's going a different way, tell me. I love, love, love reading your comments. And be sure and come back soon. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.